Governor Jim Doyle, who provided $50 million in state funding for the new research facility in his 2009-2011 budget, says the work to be done there can decrease dependence on fuel sources from out of state.
We have the potential of being the absolute leader in the world in areas of energy research, great engineering schools, great agriculture school. You know, we have the potential here of just doing something really special.
But will the incoming Scott Walker administration, which has already signaled a cool attitude towards converting the UW's coal-fired Charter Street plant to biomass, see things the same way?
This project's moving forward, and it's going to be a great thing for the university. It's also really at the heart of a $125 million federal grant, and I would hope they're not going to turn their back on a $125 million federal grant.
The Wisconsin Energy Institute's being built at the former University Health Building on University Avenue in Madison. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.